Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, November 14th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 66%. The wind speed is north at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.18. The dew point is 15 degrees, and the wind chill is 16 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Food banks are feeling the pinch as inflation drives up food prices.
With demand and prices rising, food banks are having to spend more to feed families in need. Speaking with Channel 9 News, Harvester's Food Bank spokesperson Kira Mashek says it could cost families more for a traditional holiday meal this year.
They're not able to buy a turkey that maybe last year cost them $10 or $15 and now is going to cost $20 to $30. That's going to be an additional need that they may come to us to seek that help.
Harvester's is now serving more than 200,000 people every month. With the holidays approaching, they expect the need to be even greater. I'm Rametta Landrum.
The nonprofit group Cars for Heroes gifted a Kansas veteran with a new car on Veterans Day. The organization provides free basic transportation to veterans, active duty military, first responders, and their families who aren't able to get a car on their own. National Guard veteran Sharon Fisher, a mother of four in Wichita, received the car on Friday. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Recently, Governor Kelly joined leaders and advocates from military families for a roundtable discussion focused on how Kansas can continue its progress in knocking down barriers for military families looking to participate in the workforce. Topics addressed during the discussion included barriers to occupational licensure and the importance of expanding child care. The discussion centered on how Kansas can build on the progress made in helping military families, veterans, and National Guardsmen and women access to the workforce, especially regarding occupational licensing. In 2021, Governor Kelly signed bipartisan House Bill 2066, which expedites the issuance of occupational credentials to military service members and military spouses who are seeking to establish residency in Kansas. And this legislation makes it easier for military spouses to transition into the Kansas workforce and spur new economic development. In October, a national coalition of military advocacy groups launched Alliance for States Providing Interoperable Reciprocity, or ASPIRE, to accelerate military reciprocity by and between states, making obtaining a license in a state to which military personnel and their families are deployed easier. In September, Governor Kelly announced the creation of the new Office of Registered Apprenticeship, which will expand and modernize apprenticeship programs in the state with a particular focus on veterans and other underrepresented groups. The Kelly administration, in collaboration with the Commission on Veterans Affairs, has also created canvet.org, which is a website for veterans to access employment resources and opportunities in Kansas. A Kansas teen was injured in an accident just before 1:30 p.m. on Friday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2016 Ford Explorer driven by 19-year-old Soledad Brumedes Sanchez of Bird City was traveling on Kansas 25 just south of Thomas County Road BB when the SUV traveled off of the right roadway edge. The driver corrected back onto the roadway, overcorrected back off the road, struck a concrete culvert, and rolled in the east ditch one time. EMS transported Bermudez Sanchez to the hospital in Colby, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Fort Hays State University is making history with the announcement that it will be the first state university in Kansas to offer women's wrestling. The Fort Hays State University women's wrestling team will kick off its inaugural season in 2024. And with the new team comes multiple opportunities, especially with the growth of girls wrestling at the high school level in Kansas last year. Fort Hays State University head wrestling coach Eric Wentz said they're hoping for rosters of 35 to 50 right out of the gate, and they're going to have a scholarship. He added that they're going to do everything right to make this a big-time program, as the time is right to expand the wrestling program, and preparations for the new program include upgraded facilities. World champion Olympic wrestler Jakara Winchester attended Wednesday's news conference at Fort Hays State, showing her support for the future program, stating that it's really big for her because when she was younger, she didn't have opportunities like this, and this demonstrates that it's growing traction. She said she hopes seeing the sport of wrestling grow will continue to inspire young female athletes. Each year, Kansas agencies warn drivers about increased chances of crashes involving deer, and Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breshears said if you are unfortunate enough to have a deer enter the highway in front of your car, it's best to hit the animal and not swerve to avoid it, as often they find more serious crashes occur when you do swerve to miss the deer, potentially losing control of your vehicle, leaving the road, or veering into oncoming traffic. Sean Stewart, the Public and Government Affairs Manager for AAA Kansas, stated that in addition to potentially causing human injuries and loss of life, deer collisions often cause significant vehicle damage that can lead to large expenses for the vehicle owner if not properly insured. Some recommendations to help motorists avoid crashes with deer include to be especially watchful at dawn and dusk when deer are more active. If you do see one deer, watch for others as they seldom travel alone. Reduce your speed and be alert near wooded areas or green spaces such as parks and golf courses and near water sources such as streams and ponds. Remember that deer crossing signs show areas where high numbers of vehicle and deer crashes have occurred in the past. Use your bright lights when there's no oncoming traffic and scan the road ahead of you to watch for deer. And always wear your seatbelt and use the appropriately fitted child safety seats, as they are your best defense should you be involved in a crash. If you do strike a deer, you should slow down, move your vehicle to the shoulder if possible, and call for law enforcement. Make sure you tell the dispatcher if the animal or your vehicle is still in the road. If you hit a deer or other animal, don't worry about removing the animal, as law enforcement can remove the animal from the road when they arrive. And don't go near a wounded animal. A frightened and wounded animal can be unpredictable. Turn your hazard lights on and remain buckled up inside your vehicle, as you're most protected this way should a secondary crash occur. And if you must be outside your vehicle, make sure it's as far off the road as possible and don't stand between your vehicle and another one. Also, keep your children buckled and in car seats in the vehicle and be vigilant and watch traffic. Anyone involved in a vehicle deer crash resulting in personal injury or property damage that totals $1,000 or more is required to immediately report the crash to the nearest law enforcement agency. Failure to report any traffic crash is a misdemeanor and may result in suspicion of driving privileges. A salvage tag is required to remove a deer carcass or any part of the carcass from the crash site, and tags can be issued by Kansas Highway Patrol troopers, sheriff's deputies, or Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks game wardens. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Supreme Court has denied an appeal from a convicted murderer, arguing that his death sentence was unconstitutional. On Thursday, the Supreme Court issued its opinion for an appeal in the case against Aubrey Trail, 56. Trail was convicted of first-degree murder, criminal conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and improper disposal of human skeletal remains related to the 2017 murder of Sidney Loof, and a three-judge panel later sentenced Trail to death. In his appeal, Trail argued that the panel erred in determining his death sentence was neither excessive nor disproportionate, and he also argued the panel was unconstitutional as it left judges to determine aggravated circumstances rather than a jury. However, the Supreme Court rejected those claims. Trail also claimed his outburst on the third day of his jury trial, which he claimed co-defendant Bailey Boswell was innocent and cursed everyone in the room, should have resulted in a mistrial. The Supreme Court noted in its ruling that the district court later asked each juror if they could remain fair and impartial despite the outburst, and the jurors said they could. The district court then rejected the defense's motion for a mistrial, saying they would not permit a defendant to benefit from his or her own bad behavior during trial, adding that they also found that because the jury members were admonished and indicated they could remain fair and impartial, the defendant had failed to demonstrate prejudice. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Community Foundation, or NCCF, announced that they have awarded $6,898 in the October and November grant cycles, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported the Norton Community Garden Coalition, which received $1,620 for new site development, the Valley Hope Association Foundation, which received $4,388 for lecture hall furniture, and USD 211, which received $890 for the 2023 Wichita Area Model UN. Funds were awarded to the Norton Community Garden Coalition, or NCGC, to develop their community garden at a new site provided by the City of Norton, as the coalition was notified in August of 2021 that they would need to move from the Road E1 location because the County Commission wished to sell the property. Their new site will be east of Norton off Pound Road, and volunteers have been working on the setup this fall in hopes that the garden will be ready for the 2023 season. The NCGC was formed in 2017 with the mission to provide all citizens of Norton County the opportunity to grow and have access to fresh foods through collaborative, environmentally friendly gardening efforts. According to the grant application submitted by the Valley Hope Association Foundation, Valley Hope of Norton's lecture hall is in need of new chairs and tables. A large portion of the patient's treatment occurs in this space, and the space is also utilized for regular alumni events with community involvement. The upgrade will not only increase the patient's comfort and treatment experience, but will also create an environment that is conducive for effective learning. Grant funds were awarded to purchase the chairs, which were specifically selected to be comfortable and durable for years to come. Grant funds were also awarded to USD 211 to send 9 delegates and 1 sponsor to the Wichita Area Model United Nations event on Friday, January 20th of 2023. Students will work prior to the date by researching and preparing a position paper on their country's stand for each of the 2 topics selected by the WAMUN committee. Then the delegates and sponsors will travel to Wichita to participate in the Model United Nations General Assembly sessions. According to sponsor Becky Jones, attending the Wichita Area Model United Nations will allow students to employ research skills, writing skills, high-level thinking skills, and have an opportunity to express ideas and brainstorm solutions to 2 global issues in a problem-solving activity about world crisis. She added that this activity will cultivate skills that students will use on the college level. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton at 112 South Kansas Street. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that on November 10th, the Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team played their first game of the season in Brewster against the Tri-Plains Brewster Titans. The Northern Valley A team played well, winning 49-26, and all 5 starters scored in the game, with 7th grader Tate Talheim leading the Huskies with 21 points. The Northern Valley B team also played a good game, winning 21-4, and Coach Cole reported that the leading scorers on the B team were Malachi Hitt with 8 points and Zane Brown with 7 points. After the game, the players, cheerleaders, and fans celebrated Coach Jim Cole's 300th 18-boys win at Northern Valley. Coach said he's been lucky to coach a lot of really good players over the last years at Northern Valley, and it seems like every year the next group of boys step up and work together to have a competitive team. Funeral services for Norma Hawley, 81, of Norton, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, November 15th, at the Cornerstone Church in Norton, and visitation will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. before the service at the church. Burial will be at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, November 16th, at the Lakin Cemetery in Lakin, Kansas. Memorial contributions may be made to the Cornerstone Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips, whipped potatoes with country gravy, rolls with margarine, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Texas straw hats, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 20% chance of snow before 2 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 36 and breezy with a north wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 14 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 41 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 12 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insects entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 37. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 37. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 31. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 41. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 51. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 66%. The wind speed is north at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.18. The dew point is 15 degrees, and the wind chill is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski. The Kansas State Wildcats are still alive in their hunt for a berth in the Big 12 championship game after smashing the Baylor Bears on Saturday evening 31-3. That gets K-State to 7-3 overall this season and 5-2 in conference play, which is good for sole possession of second place in the Big 12 standings behind TCU. Adrian Martinez started the game for K-State but had to leave partway through due to an injury. While he was in the game, Martinez completed 7 of 8 passes, but for just 25 yards. He was replaced by Will Howard, who had another big performance for the Wildcats. Howard went 19 of 27 for 197 yards with 3 touchdowns. Coach Chris Klieman said after the game that the starting quarterback job was discussed leading up to the Baylor game and will be discussed again this week. Deuce Vaughn had another 100-yard performance for K-State in the win, rushing 25 times for 106 yards on the ground. He was also the Wildcats' second-leading receiver in the game with 8 receptions for 50 yards and a touchdown. K-State's final road game of the year is coming up next Saturday in Morgantown against West Virginia. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air, your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like, because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have an upper-level storm system that's moving across New Mexico. This is going to continue to slide a little bit further east today across Oklahoma, with snow building further north across southern, central, and northeast Kansas. There is some drier air aloft north of I-70, which will limit the amount of snow in northern Kansas. While the lift in the atmosphere is pretty strong, there is some warmer air near the ground, which means some of the snow may fall and melt rather quickly. Anywhere from a trace to 2 inches of snow likely, with the highest amounts tonight across south-central Kansas into the eastern part of the state around Emporia. We have winter weather advisories in effect today across southwestern, south-central, central, and northeast Kansas through tomorrow morning. Snow chances briefly increased this morning in western and north-central Kansas, with a better chance of it here tonight and overnight. Our high today in the low to mid-30s in western Kansas, low 40s in northeast, south-central, and southeast Kansas. A mix of rain or snow here this evening. Our low temperature ranging in the mid to upper teens, with some low 20s in the southeastern part of the state. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we're not going to see anything early on this week as far as the feedlot trade is concerned. We had fully steady trade last week at the 150 level. I don't think as much optimism to get that higher cash trade as we've seen here the last 2 to 3 weeks or so. But at least if they can get steady trade once again, that is a positive sign overall. Active trade in the grain markets, started out higher, turned lower, but wheat has turned back higher, at least hard red winter wheat up 5. Soft red winter wheat is down 3.